Hello again, and welcome to the Orwell Astronomical Society podcast for September 2016. We start, as always, with the moon. The new moon occurs on the 1st of September, followed by the full moon on the 16th. So the best time to observe anything is at the beginning or the end of the month when the moon is nearly new. This month is a good time to look out for Earthshine, particularly when the moon is showing a small crescent phase. Earthshine is, as the name suggests, the reflection of the Earthlight reflecting off the dark part of the crescent moon. And you will need quite a dark location to see it, but it's quite an interesting sight. An extra treat this month, a penumbral eclipse of the moon, will be visible on the evening of the 16th of September, between 7:30 p.m. when the moon rises, and around 9:54 p.m. BST. The moon should appear to subtly darken towards one edge. Now on to the planets. Venus is a bright evening object throughout the month, although it is very low down, and so will only be visible for about 20 minutes after sunset in the southwest, in the constellation of Libra. Mercury is a good view this month, especially at the end of the month, when it will be visible in the east just before sunrise. Jupiter has now disappeared from our nighttime view, but Saturn may still be seen in the evening around 9 o'clock, but it is getting very low in the south-southwest, in the constellation of Ophiuchus, the serpent bearer. Finally, Mars, best seen at the beginning of the month around 9 p.m, is also quite low in the constellation of Scorpius in the south-southwest. Mars is called the red planet because of the orange-coloured dust on the planet's surface. And for the more confident, Uranus and Neptune may be found in the south in the constellations of Pisces and Aquarius respectively, around or just after midnight throughout the month. There are no meteor showers of any note this month, but if you're looking at the sky, it is worth keeping an eye open for any sporadic meteors. These are meteors that are random and not associated with any particular meteor shower. You may also see a large number of satellites of varying brightnesses crossing overhead in every direction. Notably, look out for the International Space Station, or ISS. Details of these brighter satellites may be found on such websites as Heavens Above or NASA. September is a good time for observing the Milky Way, as it passes almost directly overhead. You should know Cassiopeia by now, the W shape of stars. The Milky Way lies directly along and in the direction of this constellation, so it is easy to find. Whether the light pollution at your observation site is good enough to let you see the Milky Way is another question. However, on a nice bright night with little or no light pollution, the Milky Way is a magnificent sight. When you look at it, you are looking at the crowded centre of our galaxy. The Sun and the Earth are about two-thirds of the way out along a spiral arm from the centre of the galaxy, and so we get magnificent views of most of the central mass of stars that we call the Milky Way. Cygnus the Swan also lies along the line of the Milky Way, so provides another way of locating it. And the best time to look at the Milky Way is at the beginning or the end of the month when the moon is around new, as this cuts out the natural light pollution. I hope that this podcast has given you some ideas of what to look out for this month. There is plenty more out there to see, and I recommend that you look on the internet, astronomy magazines, or an astronomy book or sky map to see what else is out there and where to look for it. Another useful tool is a planisphere, which you can use to find out exactly what is overhead at any time and date of the year. And these are readily available from any good bookshop. That's it for today. Listen out next month for October's highlights. Bye for now.